Of course, we wouldn't leave you without a wrap of what happened at the Zondo Commission of Inquiry into state capture today. More startling revelations. Former Basasa employee Richard LeRoux told the commission that Ministers Nomvula Mokonyane, Gwede Mantashe, Deputy Minister Thabang Makwetla and ANC MP Vincent Smith had their houses in electric fences installed at their houses, add on to the CCTV cameras and even the maintenance of all of this equipment at the expense of Basasa. But that wasn't one of the most interesting things that came out today, probably one of the most shocking this afternoon, was the revelation or the allegation that a well-known magistrate, Desmond Nair, who had been involved in Oscar Pistorius's case at some point, was actually the recipient of some of these benefits as well. Well, watching all of this over the course of the day was our own EWN senior political reporter, Clement Magnatella. Clement, how did it all unfold?
All right, so Joanne, as you say there, the most shocking revelations really today was about, the Pretoria Chief Magistrate, Desmond Nair. I mean, we've heard about ministers like Nomvula Mokonyane, Gwede Mantashe, the deputy, Minister of Correctional Services, Thabang Makwetla, and even ANC MPs like Vincent Smith, and how Bosasa installed those, electric fences and CCTV cameras at their homes, spending over R1 million on those security services. But today, the commission heard that, in fact, there's a member of the judiciary, Chief Magistrate Nair, who also had his home installed with these security equipment by Bosasa. And what has become clear also is that, this was at the instruction of Gavin Watson. So Gavin Watson would call people like Richard LeRoux, who is still under the employ or in the employ of Bosasa, and tell them that go and make an assessment at these individuals' homes and make sure that you give them whatever they need. So Richard LeRoux says really he would wait for the call, and he was instructed to make sure that whatever the needs of these politicians, these individuals that Gavin Watson wanted to enjoy a close relationship with, are met. So today we had those revelations then about Magistrate Nair. We understand that he says he's having his legal team deal with these allegations. Many people that have been implicated are being notified, and we'll hear in the coming days whether he and the others that have been implicated will be willing to come and give their side of the story at the commission.
In terms of the next witness on the stand, what else is likely to come out, Clement?
So we haven't been told really, Joanne, on especially since the testimony of Angelo Agrisi. And this is because of the safety concerns around these witnesses. The State Capture Commission doesn't release their names beforehand. So they wait for them to appear before the commission. And as soon as they take the stand, that's when the commission's legal team, led by Advocate Paul Pretorius, then announced that this is a particular witness. But we are expecting that there will still be another employee or former employee of Bosasa. I mean, today we heard from two employees, Leon van Tonder and Richard LeRoux, who were here, and they didn't come out of their own volition. They were actually summoned by the commission to come and corroborate the testimony that's been given by Angelo Agrisi and people like Andres van Tonder. So we're expecting more employees from Bosasa tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. Another witness is going to take the stand. They didn't say the name, as I say, but it's expected to be another employee from Bosasa who will either come and add on the evidence that's already been presented by the former employees of this company, or just come to corroborate what has already been given as evidence at the commission.
Thank you so much, Clement, for putting us in the picture. Clement is our EWN political reporter.